This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The man accused in the 2021 Boulder grocery store shooting that killed 10 people appeared in court Tuesday. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Judge Ingrid Bakke denied Ahmad Al-Aliwi Alyssa's attorney's request to sequester the jury for the trial. The defense argued that finding an impartial jury in Boulder County would be nearly impossible and also requested a change of venue to a different jurisdiction. But the judge told attorneys Tuesday that she had not made a decision on that. Alyssa is accused of killing 10 people, including a Boulder police officer, at the Table Mesa King Supers in March 2021. Another hearing is scheduled for Wednesday. The trial is set for September 3rd. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
A new LGBTQ plus community center is open today in Colorado Springs. KRCC's Abigail Beckman.
The Prism Community Collective will provide access to mental and physical health providers using a $5 million grant secured after the shooting at Club Q. The federal grant is specifically for communities to set up support services after a mass shooting. Stoney Roberts is the site director of Prism.
What we're trying to do here is really listen to those underlying things that people are saying. Like, I knew you need to find an affirming doctor, but sometimes, like, it's just so hard to start. I don't even know where to start.
Roberts says the center will serve the general public as well as Club Q survivors and victims' families. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Students in Harrison District 2 near Colorado Springs no longer have to fill out a traditional application to attend Pikes Peak State College and Colorado State University Pueblo. Under the new direct admissions program, high school seniors from the Southern Colorado District will be accepted directly into both schools. The opportunity is a continuation of the district's promise program and the Colorado Promise program. It's 6 minutes after seven. Next this morning, the Secretary of Homeland Security on a new border policy that could close the U.S. southern border to asylum seekers. That conversation begins this hour of Morning Edition here on CPR News.